my. Who sent the flowers? Looking forward to seeing you again, as always, John. You see, I think it's courageous for one man to send flowers to another man.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jelly. What they call toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my climax, right? I will automatically get hard, right? I will, you know, automatically if he's sucking my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling, and it makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that, you know what I'm saying? Like guys to suck their ass. It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's clean, the person is decent, and the person know that that's an asshole, but in mind, he's looking at it as a pussy because he's in prison. So, toss my salad, and let him eat me, you know, and we straight. That's it.
John! Hi! Listen, I want to thank you now that I have you for the flowers. Beautiful. I'm nutty about irises.
You're just too good to be true.
Yes, it is, Will. It is Frankie Valli, vaguely tied to our clan.
I was just thinking about him last night. It's kind of weird.
All right, then.
Yeah, that is weird.
Want to welcome everyone to another edition of Papa's Basement, the Valentine's edition. Because, hey, if Hallmark can make up a holiday and I can run with it for an hour, so be it. Just wanted to go over what Valentine's was for me, for Will, for Leo. We got both of those guys in the studio. Let me cut this old bastard off. I love Frankie, but whatever.
Lauryn Hill did a better job.
Yeah, I saw the Lauryn Hill version.
Disgusting.
But we saw Frankie live banging it out. Plus, our uncle used to play with him.
Yeah.
In the gay way. You know, not that he was his guitarist or something.
In the toss salad way.
Exactly. I can't believe Will. I did all that work editing toss salad for air. You didn't get to hear it.
Play it again. No. What was it? Like, it's, what's it from?
From HBO show, the prison show.
Oh, but, Oz?
Yeah, no, the one Chris Rock talks about, and Don and Micah play Toss My Salad.
Oh, the Scared Straight.
Yeah.
God, they used to play on, like, network TV, man.
It was another one. I don't know if it was Scared Straight. It was, like, you know, HBO's answer to Scared Straight, which has to be 10 times as dirty.
I don't know. They played something on, like, NBC where they...
No, I know the one you're talking about. Uncensored. Yeah, DC-22, F-bombs and everything, yeah. Left and right. I was like, wow, so this is how you can get around it. But, yeah.
As long as it's educational.
Exactly. Educational, you get safe harbor. Yeah. So we wanted, you know, just the Valentine's thing, pretty much, and hopefully I can get a few friends to call in a little later and embarrass themselves. You know, maybe their significant other dropped the ball. I can think of at least one friend who's in my head right now. And hopefully she will have her cell phone with her.
Name rhymes with Rihanna.
Exactly. Last name is...
Hillary.
There we go. Rhymes with that. So without further ado, actually, there is a second set of intros.
What do you mean?
I made two intros. I was that jazzed about this stupid topic this morning before I got my dusty old ass in the shower.
Right.
So...
What's the other one?
Well, here we go. It's...
Let's find out.
Exactly. I walked you right into that one. Thank you, partner.
It's what we call a smooth segue in the business.
Perfect size.
Good. First time here, try the Johnny Cakes.
There you go.
What's that? Pancake made with white cornmeal. New England specialty. Where you from?
Of course, a Vito and Johnny Cake.
Oh, delicious. Little butter, local syrup.
And the butter and syrup would have tossed into the tossed salad.
And give me some of them Jimmy Deans.
Is the audio funny, house. Though?
What do you mean? You should be laughing. It's a comedy show.
Well, yeah, because I know it, but I'm just saying, like,
is this
say
funny?
Anything
short
funny?
Stack at all.
No, you have to know who it is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Otherwise, it's totally lost. All
right.
I love you, Johnny Cakes. The rush of it would have been, it cuts to this. Ta-da-da, fast forward.
You've probably seen him on, like, because you didn't watch Sopranos, did you?
Nah, I didn't see Sopranos.
But he he was on like
I Wanted Boys to Men. Kick it in.
God, what the hell?
He was on called? Celebrity Fat Club
Fit
or whatever.
Club, yeah. It's not Big Pussy. It's like the other fat dude from The Sopranos.
A bunch of fat wops on
The Sopranos. He was like the short one. Like he kept like quitting. I think like the Celebrity Fit Club.
Yeah, yeah, that was him. He lost.
No, I don't watch Celebrity Fit Club.
Really? Yeah. That's we had this talk in the car. Actually, he watches too much reality TV.
Except for that one,
he does.
Okay, but
I don't even know like what the hell's out there. They're watching something funny the other day.
Oh
like,
man, I can't
Girls
even.
Club.
Yeah, you guys know about shows that shouldn't exist. And
Bad Girls Club is hot, son.
Oh man.
Well, the thing is, it's not reality TV. Like they put them in this goddamn mansion. You know what's so effing real about it?
Nothing. But yeah. You know, well, another show. Will we must pace ourselves?
Sorry.
Like a stallion lover, we're going the distance here. Will and I are in the same boat. We both have the same dad who kicked the bucket and which has done wonders for his motivation when it comes to coming through on Valentine's Day for our mom. He doesn't anymore.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, not you. It was a bad dad joke. Very small genre.
Leo, like just the dead baby joke.
The dead baby joke, the dead dad joke. No.
No, there are a lot of dead baby jokes.
Tons. But focus, man, focus. Right. Give me the Ritalin tea. So Will and I got to say, man, we've stepped it up ever since he shuffled off the mortal coil. So we've had all kinds of just semi-weird responsibilities when you're a son. You know, like you got to do the Valentine's thing.
Quite Oedipal.
I was just going to say, man, especially we're Greek, it's a little bit Oedipal, you know? It's like you get your mom a card, you get her a gift, you know?
Think about her feelings and crap. It's disturbing.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's like having a wife.
I don't want to think about her as a person.
Yeah, okay. She's not. She's your mom. She makes you S to eat, and she, you
not
know.
Not our mom.
Well, yeah, not our mom.
Buys you stuff.
The running joke. She buys us stuff to eat, and she cleans. Not our mom. But she should. And, yeah, I hate having to see her as a woman.
Surprised she hasn't called in already.
I'll give it 5 seconds. No, she might be moving that thing.
Oh.
The huge bureau or whatever the hell that thing is.
Polishing a turd. Is
yeah. You know.
We have seen a house. No
tiny,
new furniture
tiny
can
stuffed
save
hovel.
That, can it?
Tiny nah. stuffed hovel, and yet. Yeah, we're going to put a Band-Aid on cancer. We're going to switch out. We're going to take
a Band-Aid on a tumor.
We're going to take a small dresser, replace it with a bigger, uglier one. But now my house is lovely. But damn it, we got to stay on the topic of her just having to do, like, the birthday thing. We have to take her out for dinner, which I guess is nothing too bad. It's not like we got to make out with her afterward or something. But Valentine's Day, it is a little bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to get her? The damn pajama-gram, the
get
undies?
Anything for your parents for Valentine's Day, do you?
No, I used to, but I don't anymore.
Exactly. You no longer have to be mommy's special man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. People are eyeing us up from outside.
They can hear us?
No, but they could see us. They're giving the station tour.
So?
No.
Creeps me out.
Is it immigrants again?
Of course.
Dirty immigrants.
Immigrants. So... I don't know. When was Valentine's? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Or
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. So I
was yesterday?
Back. No.
Today is Saturday. Yesterday was Friday.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah. I slept most of yesterday.
Will and I actually both roll in. I give us both bonus points. I went to CVS. I got the card. I got the candy.
That was funny, too, because I didn't think. Like, we didn't coordinate anything.
Yeah.
I was just gonna, like, stop in, so I got a card.
Not to let the cat out of the bag. Usually one of us will take the holiday card duty and, like, buy the cards, and, you know, the other gets it thrown to him 5 seconds before the occasion. He's like, here, sign this. We usually try to bang out, you know, one person does all the gifts, too.
And so I'd gotten it, like, from both of us card, and I was just going to forge John's signature, but then I come in, and he's like,
I'm already sprawled on the couch with the candy served to the mom. Plus, I got her the DVR box, so she can watch her Harpo Productions in peace.
Oh, okay.
And how was that cost?
An extra 10 a month, but she'd forgotten she had Showtime, which was 15 a month, so I dropped that for her, and she's saving cash.
Do you think she's actually going to, like, know how to use the DVR?
I sat around and taught her. Will she remember? No. But I have
faith.
Will
she be calling you for instructions?
No, yes. She won't use it.
No.
Yeah, exactly. She'll
like
just bleed 10
camera.
A month.
Yeah.
So,
well, are you like locked into it for any set time?
Oh, hell no. It's Cox, man. I think it's even free for 3 months. They got, what the hell is it, just slaughtering them. Fios, just kicking the ass out of them.
Really?
So they'll be, hopefully our prices will come down a little.
Can we get that at our house?
Yeah, a year-long contract, though. Given we're renting, not a bargain.
Yeah.
But Will shows up, trying to do the good son thing. I've already beat him to the punch by about 20 minutes. How long did we both stay? Because you can only log...
I was in and out. I had to go right back
out.
Yeah,
you had to
go
back to work. I can log about 45 minutes with Maria sustained before I'm like, oh, this is why I pay rent. Bye.
And sometimes get out. I just go in to like piss, and she manages to like piss, and, you know, no pun intended, piss me off from like walking in the door, like using the toilet and trying to walk out.
Oh, she can get you. She can get you.
Like a goddamn snipe.
Yeah. But, you know, I'd like to pat us both on the back. She got us cards and candy and that kind of crap for her special little boys.
Yeah.
And
mommy's little men.
Mommy's little men.
Which one does she like more?
Probably John.
No. No. Will is far more taken care of and worried about than me. I was always kind of the guinea pig who was thrown out into scout camp and sports and all that crap, like, way too late for it to be normal. But once she realized it was safe, like, he got to go a year ahead. Because we have a two-year gap. So let's say at 8, I finally get to go to scout camp. Like, kids have been going since 5 or 6. She throws me out at 8, realizes I'm not going to get my butthole touched or anything. So Will gets to go next year at 7. Yeah, exactly. Joke's on you, Mom. Den leader got us both.
Speaking of scout camp, I remember, like, remember how they had the buddy system?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like one time,
to foster Spartan homosexual tendencies.
Yeah, the den leader like picked me as his buddy to go take a dump.
Wow.
And it was like the loudest, nastiest dump because like in
the
latrine.
Were you the
wiper? No, it was just all this echo, so I have to like stand outside while I hear it.
That came out through. It came out well on the air. I just remember that the kids at, what was it, Camp Akela?
Yep.
Yeah, it's near JMU.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea where the hell it was.
Yeah, me neither. I learned that later in life.
Williamsburg or the middle.
Nah, it's JMU. But they would, the kids, especially me, I remember I went 6 days without crapping
or something
amazing. I was
just going to bring that up,
5 days.
No, I went the entire, like, I think I went a week without crapping.
I finally caved. But
I caved by accident, if you get what I
want. Well, the meals got progressively more vile. Until, like,
really
you were
eat.
Just forced to crap yourself. Like, I swear to God, they were putting, like, spoiled eggs in by day 4 or 5. Because I remember the meal that did it to me. It was this horrible mac and cheese with chunks of ham.
Ham. Remember that.
The ham tasted funky.
I just picked out the ham and ate it,
See,
think.
I ate the ham, and 20 minutes later, I was caving. Oh, God. You should. It was a treat to look down those latrines, though. It was just cinder blocks covered in S. And snakes living at the bottom
blocks.
Of it.
Yeah.
You're like, how did you get in there, Mr. Snake? What are you eating? Mr. Snake was happy, covered in crap, writhing in crap.
Yeah, that is weird how Snake would get down there. I didn't see any cinder blocks. It just looked like a pit covered in something that rhymes in pit.
Yeah, cinder blocks and S. Cinder blocks.
Hence the term brick ass.
Cinder blocks and poo.
I would just take shits on like water trails. You know? Well, dumps.
Break number one. There we go.
Yeah, just on, like, walking trails, I'll just take
them. Oh, wow. Jesus. What did you wipe with?
That is
are you serious?
Yeah.
That did you get it on your hands?
Sometimes, but sometimes I'll just use underwear and, like, throw it away.
Oh, that's what I did when I asked myself. I just, like, took the underwear. I actually threw it under. You know how, like, the tents are on, like, those wooden platforms?
Yeah.
So there's, like, a foot or whatever between that and the ground.
God.
I just threw my underwear under my own tent. But I think it was like the last night there. So
yeah, what do you care? Freaking dirty underwear tree could spring up 2 months later. You wouldn't give a crap.
It's just like, why not under somebody else's
tree? Yeah.
God. I guess I was ashamed and embarrassed I'd get caught.
Oh, God. Next week, we have to get on the topic of S-ing ourselves.
That's where they don't big O
not,
and Duke.
Not to tantalize. I definitely did it when I was 19 one time.
I did it when I was like 20 or 21. May 20, like, waiting for the
last week.
I just did it to avoid leaving the mic.
No, I actually did it not too long ago, like, after eating too many mini wheats.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, this was full out.
No, yeah.
This was, like, sliding into home mud.
No, I did one time when I was at that old office job, like...
Past the time.
No, I was just, like, I had to go. It didn't even seem, like, that urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, right as I was going, I see, like,
the like second in command guy like right in front of me, like walking towards the bathroom with a newspaper under his arm. I was just like, God damn it.
Humming a merry tune.
Yeah, so I was just like standing out in the warehouse, like where the bathroom is.
Yeah.
Like clenching my ass cheeks and like, you know, just waiting for this mother effer to get out.
Your heart shaped ass cheeks. Gotta keep it on Valentine's here.
And I was wearing like those white khakis I had too. I think I threw them out afterwards, but yeah.
I hope.
Oh God, dude, they're just like, ugh. And I just walked out the back of the
like
warehouse.
A pudding fight?
Like, went straight into my goddamn car and drove home.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way I was going to, like, be able to go back in the office.
Oh, God.
I was, like, embarrassed someone would see me, like, through the window from the front and, like, see it on my pants. Like, what the hell? Like,
what is he doing? We got to get back to this one. Oh, man.
And then, like, of course, you got to, like, drive home, like, propped up so your ass doesn't touch the car
seat. Oh, yeah,
you don't
want to push around. Yeah, ugh.
So I had to drive home from Sterling to Chantilly, like, you know, just prop myself up. Not fun.
Well, luckily nothing that bad happened after you left and I departed from Maria's abode, our former house. But I got home and was kind of waiting for messages to come in for me, because my birthday is like in less than 2 weeks after Valentine's. 26th. It's the 14th.
Oh, yeah. What do you want? I was just thinking about that.
I don't know yet. I'm supposed to tell mom. She's supposed to buy crap. And then I said I'd buy it for myself and just have it sent to her house. But nice. Valentine's is really important, because if I play my cards right on Valentine's, I can line up a lot of birthday ass. Like, you can already leverage birthday ass pretty easily. But if you do your legwork on Valentine's, like, it's not even 2 weeks later. You can easily evoke whatever work you did, and bam, there you go.
It's a gift. Classy move.
Yeah, you know. I love how you go silent on this one. Like, oh. You're far better.
No.
You're far better than me. No. So anyhow, for me, I've got, I was, you know, you send, it kind of like a hierarchy of crap you do, like, most girls, you'll send a text or something. You know, Lord knows how many texts and MySpace messages were sent out. And then if you really want to put in the legwork, you kind of up it a little with like a physical card sent. So I sent out 3 different cards. And
so
then
debonair.
Yeah, so debonair, exactly. You know, if I had balls, I'd do it from like the mahogany collection or something, you know, the black cards, which I used to do when I was younger and funnier. And I think, what was it? 1 bear card, 2 cards with candy. Nothing gay heart candy, just person's preferred candy. You know what I mean?
Like a bag or whatever they like.
Exactly. You find that out a week in advance, and you try to be all subtle, like, so, speaking of diabetes, you know, roll right into it. And after that, for like 2-3 days, you're just kind of, I don't, you know, whenever you get a person a gift, let's not joke, you're a pig. You want to get a great reaction out of them. You want, like, 2 days later, like, oh, my God, you're the sweetest. Great work. And applause and BJs and whatever. I mean, that's why we do it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, Leo, you're on that. Will's just merrily smirking.
Above it.
Oh. You're a little bit above it. Sorry, Buddha. who does not want.
Back when I was single, yeah, that's what I would do. But
yeah,
I didn't even buy a card this year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I bought everything.
Let's get to your Valentine's Day.
We're getting there real fast. Don't worry. I'm just saying, out of the 3 people, 1 went above and beyond, like a Mexican kid selling chiclets that I gave like a $10 bill to. Like, it was like, oh my God, can't believe you did that. Just huge applause. And the second was just the card chick. Card chick calls me later. We start talking. I'm like, hey, did you get your thing, by the way? She's like, yeah, I sent you a text. Didn't you get it? Which I didn't. Her texts always come through, so I got to think it was a fast recovery lie, but it was really well delivered, so she gets points for that. And the third person, it was totally mentioned in passing, like, hey, got the package! Exclamation.
Like, written? Or?
Yes. Written.
I guess she wasn't happy with it.
I don't know. It's one of those things where there's a dude in the picture, so, you know me, I love taking people, because you can weasel in.
Dude in the picture.
Oh, there's no expectations. The guy on the side can do no wrong. You're the guy on the side.
Well, I mean, but you also could be, like, the guy on the side who's like, oh, maybe one day, but never happens, like Lucas.
No, that's the way women think of it.
You don't want to be that guy on the side. Like, if that's your intent, you have to split them firmly. But otherwise, just be the dude on the side, because then it's like, oh, baby, I wouldn't have done it like that. He don't know you at all. And you can just rock that angle, and it's great. But yeah, I very much wanted a great reaction out of this person because they're, you know, they seem fun and attractive and all that crap. And it's just like, thanks, exclamation, exclamation. And it's, you know, you feel bad like that. Where is the episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns falls for Marge? And then Marge tells Mr. Burns that she's married to, you know, to finally rebuff him when she realizes he's trying to get in her skirt, her green skirt. And he's like, of course, I can picture him now. Golden curls gleaming in the wind.
Right.
And she has this, he has this mental image of she and Homer, in quotes, driving down some like Pacific Coast Highway. And he's this huge diesel guy with the blonde lock. Exactly. And she's like, Mr. Burns made another pass at me. And he laughs, the senile old fool. So, yeah, of course, the mental image of, like, her and her boyfriend or whatever eating the candy while drinking, like, the fool, you know, chugging it down by the box. And so I want to thank the people who didn't drop the ball on that one. And to the person who did, shucks, shiting, shame on you. I'm making the shame with my fingers in studio. But, Leo, you're the only taken guy here because I, you know, Will and I, given our mother is our mother. It's a wonder we're not face down, ass up for Vito and Johnny Cakes, honestly. I mean, after that upbringing, I'm glad I'm straight. So, Leo.
What's up?
Tell
Speaking
us
what, of which, just let me get off topic.
But, what, did you hear some videos in my room that contradict
No, no.
That?
Like, just looking back, like, if I saw myself as a kid, like, now, mm-hmm. I'd be, like, so convinced I'd grow up to be gay.
You were a little primped.
I know. No, I just look at, like, pictures, like, the way I was smiling and crap. I was like, Jesus.
You have a little gaze
and
a smile.
I always pose in pictures, so I guess
no,
if
I'm
people
talking
about,
saw... like, when I'm, like, 10.
No, I'm saying, like, every picture I was since, like, 5 years old, I'm always, like, going, yeah,
You
yeah.
always pose drunk and everything. Hell, yeah. You can... It'll tie into your story in a minute of what you did for Valentine's.
No, I'm just...
Proceed.
All right, well, I didn't want to do, you know, the whole, like, card and candy stuff, so...
Yeah.
So what I did was I got out the house, went to a hotel, and you know, like because I wanted to get you know, away from you guys. Mm-hmm. So
we just lock ourselves in our room the whole day. But I don't blame you.
But no, I'm just messing. But we went to a comedy show, and then after that, we went to the strip club. So
Camelot.
Yeah, Camelot. She actually wanted to go.
That's not a real strip club.
I know. So. The chicks like the D.C. strip clubs because the D.C. strip clubs suck.
It's They're classy. Safe.
It's classy, I guess. And Mary and Barry used to love Camelot. Don and Mike, too.
Yeah, that's where one of his mistresses worked. Wasn't
really?
Oh, for real.
God bless him.
You know,
for life.
But one thing, though, I do feel bad because, like, it was a whole bunch of, you know, white people.
Mm-hmm.
And so
and black chicks. Or...
Yeah, it was a black. No, it's not. It was mostly white girls, but there's one black stripper. There's mm-hmm. only one. Like, no
and
one.
She was getting all...
get ignored.
Yeah.
Really?
So, no, so... that's true of, like, any strip club. There's always, like, one or two black strippers. And, like, no, it's like you can see racism.
No,
like,
I think a lot of
act.
A lot of white dudes will be like, "Oh, black chick." I don't. Get
no,
that every
man.
Day.
When a black chick gets on stage at a strip club, it's like a bomb went off.
I think
like everyone just gets up, like, clears out.
I think Will would know.
Yeah, he's the vet. But I mean, I gotta say, I've been commanding him on his every expedition to a T-bar for the most part.
Yeah, I've only been there like a few more times than you, probably.
Well, how many times have you gone solo? Because you forget, I went before you're old
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, only like three.
Alone.
Maybe more.
I'll make you tell that
I'm
story.
I'm pretty sure
one
I can count on one. No, okay, let's see. Once in to McDougal's to see the Brazilian chick.
Go on. just dirty old broad and the most jacked face.
Huge fake ties.
I
perfect.
Could get huge implants. Would you sweat me? Would
Maybe.
You pay me for massages?
All right. Then once I went to that one in Springfield. Like, just out of boredom and curiosity.
Like, Dolphins?
Out of town. No, I think I went close. It was, like, 1320.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, a pasty bar.
Ugh.
Yeah. Terrible. Oh, wait, no, once I went with someone else. Okay.
like, near beer, the pasty bar.
God. And then once to Vixen's or whatever.
Nice.
See that other old chick.
God. Oh, I remember that one. I bailed out on that one.
Yeah.
All right. So, Leo, you go to Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it go? You're getting loaded, because I'm just going to assume.
Well, what comedian did you see?
We saw Chris Finnegan, the guy from the Mad Real World sketch.
Yeah,
the white
Chappelle.
Guy in Mad
he's
Real
like
World.
No longer fat now, right?
Yeah, he's way skinny now.
That's creepy.
Was he actually yeah. funny?
Yeah, he was pretty funny. Like the whole,
not
was,
much longer.
It was three comedians, one black guy like from college. He like won some college thing.
Oh, like the SE opening.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a G-Dub. It was a G-Dub competition, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, he didn't say it was.
Yeah, I remember anytime.
No, he's from Maryland. That's what he told
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, he University could have been from, of Maryland.
Yeah, okay. UM, but.
But yeah, he was good. You know, some other guy. He was pretty good. It was better than that office guy. I forget his name.
Yeah, who gives a crap?
Yeah, but
BJ Novak.
Yeah, BJ Novak. Oh, we went to go see him last week. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, I didn't go with
him. At George.
He went. No, I just remember.
G-Dub.
You guys together?
No, I don't.
Without me?
Well, where was this? The improv?
GW was BJ Novak. Improv was
Chris Finnegan.
Yeah, Christian Finnegan.
I'm kind of surprised you could sell that out.
Dude, anyone could sell out the improv. It was an effing hole in the wall.
Yeah,
oh, really? I thought it was like the biggest comedy club in D.C.
Still an effing hole in the wall.
Well, no, because I guess like Chris Rock and stuff, what they do at Constitution Hall.
They do D.A.R. and they do Lincoln.
My penis could be bigger than yours if it's 1 inch, you know, so. Because it's mine's 2.
God,
so.
Where are the crickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm just saying. But, yeah.
Wait, you mean that was a BJ Novak line that bombed? There we go.
I'm just trying to tell you guys.
Exactly. You were relaying a bad joke, not telling it.
But, I have a quick question, though. So I'm out with Mel, and this happened like 2 times in 2 days.
Okay.
A girl comes up to us and is like, wow, you guys are such a hot couple. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean?
She wants a 3-way.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Hand on a zipper.
I was thinking that, or like the girls just wanted to say I'm hot, but she wanted to be nice to include Mel.
For Leo, an ego inflation is better than sex. It's like, well, yeah, the threesome's okay, but I'm the hot one. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, because like some drunk girl at a bar told us that. On
you're cute. Valentine's. A hot couple?
Yeah.
Was she there with anyone?
Nah.
Ooh, she was not looking to go home alone.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know, you get a little bit of the best of both worlds. You get chocolate Leo, vanilla Melissa. And, they can have their crazy threesome while they're drunk and wake up and be like, I didn't spend Valentine's alone, wink, wink. And then their daddy hugs them and, you know.
The F are you talking?
I don't know. Yeah. I just.
Crickets for me. Crickets
exactly.
For you.
I had to cover the 2-inch line.
But, she said that. Some drunk girl said that. And also.
Was that the strip club? Or?
No. It was at a bar. Like, because the hotel we were staying at, they had a bar underneath. So, like, we were walking outside.
I wonder how much my coughing is bleeding through on the air, including me.
No, I heard it.
Oh, yeah. Including winging out loogies into the trash can.
Yeah.
But the big thing for me is Mel picked up a hot Greek broad stripper.
Yeah, we got her number and stuff.
Good for you.
She started rapping to us. She's a part-time rapper.
Oh, and I went soft. wow.
Just like Miriam's buddy.
Yeah, exactly. God.
Well, actually better and better looking.
Yeah, still. Oh, God. Any chick raps around me.
Wait, but she gave Mel her number?
We both talked to her, but, you know, I guess... You know, it wouldn't be right if she would have
gave me... Well, chicks
are
great for closing the deal with other chicks.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it wouldn't be right if a girl gave me a number right in front of, you know, Mel.
Yeah, that aspect, too. How could I forget?
I was going to say, if she wanted to, she'd slip it to you.
This is true.
Well, I mean...
She wanted your woman.
Well, we were both together, so she gave it to Mel. I mean, but, like, we were right there next to each other.
Were you pretending you're Pharrell's cousin for this?
No.
Okay.
No lies anymore.
Why? What happened? What did you get caught?
I don't get caught. I'm just saying. I don't need to lie. I'm that good.
Oh, I forgot the career's taken off.
Yes.
Radio, movies.
I might still say I'm Poot from the Wire, but... Yeah,
exactly. Never Pharrell. Well, Will, any... Because my actual Valentine's Day, he went out and did that. I'm sick. I've had the flu for like a week. You can probably still hear it on air. And I locked myself in my room and watched The Godfather and pounded off for a while.
To The Godfather.
Exactly, to the good scenes. To Luca. But that was it, man. And then I put up fake away messages to make it sound like I was doing crap.
Yeah, I know. I seen one time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who cares? You know, I'll let the cat out of the bag. I'll always put up a fake away message.
No, the one I saw was you were, like, downstairs with Tony, and your away message said, I'm in Georgetown.
Yeah.
Acting like you're, you know, big
bottle. Oh, no, I actually was in G-Town, man.
Yeah, but you came back, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I left up the message for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Even though I was there for, like, an hour and a half taking pictures on the street with Tony.
Acting like you're, like, bottle popping.
Oh, it's great. No, man, because people read your IM like gospel.
Yeah.
I could be, like, you know, knee-deep in Angelina Jolie while Tyra tickles my ass with a feather. People are like, wow, how'd you arrange that? You know. But Will, did you do anything of note, or were you just napping?
Work and some crap. I don't kiss and tell.
Really? Unlike me?
Gentleman that I am.
Well, I'm not a big fan of doing it myself, but the show demands. I sacrifice upon the altar of entertainment, gentlemen.
Yeah, but I don't do anything, like, funny.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, you blasting like a wad across the chick's tits isn't funny, per se.
No, this wasn't no good stories or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did he leave?
R-D-R-R.
Well, I am going to try to call our hypothetical friend. Oh, someone sent me an IM. It would be her.
Get your ass on the air.
All right. D-Tillery, please do be calling in now so I don't have to get off my ass to make the call. That is 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK.
I'm kind of surprised they sprang for like the spelled out number.
Yeah. I wonder if it was just a coincidence. Like, yeah, they would have been happy with talk with a C or something.
They lucked out.
Oh, right. We got a caller. Wonder who. Program. Yellow.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
Hold on. Let Diana talk for 1 second. I can make sure you're loud enough.
Hey, again.
That'll do. All right. Diana's been on the show once or twice. We've had her call in a couple times. And she's always good for a chuckle. Diana, would you care to explain your current romantic situation?
She'd be effing a fat dude.
Well, no, we didn't ask for your commentary.
Thanks, Will. You got it from Will. There you go.
Well,
that's
other,
all there is.
Other than mounting a man of larger carriage, because one tries not to let those mount us, we went over that subject a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What else about it? I mean, is he, what does he do? Is he younger? Is he older? His appearance. Theater of the mind here, dear. Come on.
He is younger.
Mm.
And 2 years younger.
Okay, so that would put him at 21.
Right.
Okay, because I have no friends my own age.
And I guess, you know, tall, emo-looking.
Tall, okay, he's tall. He's a large guy.
Did you say good-looking?
Yeah. Emo.
I said emo-looking.
He looks more like the kid who shot the other kid. Like, whenever it's like someone went crazy in the mall and shot someone, and if Nick's picture came up, I'd be like, right on.
I'd say he looks more like a lumberjack or something.
Really?
I don't know.
He doesn't really talk to us. So I only kind
of... He talked to me that one night in All Shebeen.
But you
he
would be...
He doesn't like you, John.
He doesn't like me?
No.
Oh, okay.
He feels threatened. He thinks John's trying to slip her the ham bone.
Please.
Is he threatened by all the time that John spends with you?
I think so.
So you're afraid that he's giving you the high hard one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is he intimidated
seamless
by
on-air cough.
Superior male?
But
maybe that's it.
Does he feel like the beta to John's alpha?
Yes.
I like how Will ran with this one.
Okay.
No, dude, it's funny.
All right. So anyways, John said he effed up on Valentine's Day.
Exactly, because we're gonna play The View now, and Will's going to say, don't go there, and crap like that, while you say, you know, how a man disappointed you.
I think that show was called The Other Half.
Oh, yeah, with A.C. Slater and Danny Bonaduce.
Huh?
Yeah.
There was a man view very briefly.
Yeah, The Other Half. That's what it's called.
Our powers combined,
how
we are one for
all with such an all-star cast.
Yeah, exactly. With that star power. But all right, tell us how Nicky Boy dropped the ball.
Did he give you a half-eaten box of chocolates?
Just bite mark in the cardboard.
I couldn't help myself.
Use the JD voice for Nick.
I know. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
All right. So,
I get to his place, and...
Wait, he lives with his parents? Or are you talking about, like, his dorm or something?
He lives in a townhouse with, like, three other guys.
Mm-hmm.
His brother and two friends.
Little Jefferson's theme.
Okay.
Go.
I get there, and he gets me, like, a big, giant yellow purse. And
fabulous.
Is it something you would have liked?
I think he thought I liked it. I don't know.
Do you like purses?
Yeah, I like purses, but not
big
yellow ones.
Come on. Exactly.
So it wasn't like a big yellow coach purse or something.
You get
like
that for an Asian girlfriend as a joke. That's about it.
It still would have been big and yellow, and you can't really wear a lot with yellow, I don't think. I mean, I don't know a lot
more
about
yellow.
Fashion.
That's true. Well, why don't you just ask for the receipt?
Cinderella.
I think I'm going to return it and get like some shoes or something.
Where'd you get it from?
Target.
Oh.
So he didn't drop any coin on it either.
Hey, wow, Target.
Does he have a job?
Yes.
What does he do?
He's an assistant manager at the GameStop.
Oh, like a video game store?
Yeah.
Which one? The one in Alexandria?
No, the one at Pickett in Maine.
What?
Pickett in Maine or Pickett in Maine?
I don't know.
I'm being, I'm trying to be a little quiet here so it doesn't sound like me just dogpiling, because Will's going to handle this, and I like hearing Will be angry.
What city is it in?
It's in.
Who gives a crap? That's not important on the air.
Fairfax. All right. Okay. Okay. Assistant manager of a video game store.
So we can have our three fans stop by and be like, "You suck."
Are his parents rich?
Yeah, but there's like four kids, so it's like has to be distributed, you know.
Evenly. Are the other kids also robust?
No, actually, his whole family's really skinny.
Were there five kids in total?
Maybe he's one of those dudes who has, like, you know, the...
A twin
fetal.
Inside.
Yeah. He's got a Siamese twin, but it's just, like, inside him.
Maybe. I mean, just, like, his mom looks anorexic, like, just really...
I know he's listening, and will be hanging with us in 2 weeks, and it will just be so awkward.
Yeah, does he listen to this?
No.
No.
He might. All right.
Come on. I don't think our mom is this week.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe he's spying on Diana, trying to dig up some dirt.
That's true.
See if she's cheating. So maybe he's listening out of insane jealousy. He just looks at your MySpace profile and, like, masturbates angrily at your picture.
Why'd they leave comments? Waka, waka, waka.
Okay, so aside from a big yellow purse, what else did he get you?
Exactly.
He got me sugar cookies, which I don't really like sugar cookies.
Does Nick like sugar cookies?
I think so.
Did he get you a bowling ball with Homer written on it?
And I got, like, these little stuffed animals, and it looks like he went into the Easter section.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me, like, this, like, little lamb and little dog, and it, like, when you pull the string, they vibrate, and they look like cat toys.
Maybe he bought them for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, do you get the impression he bought it all at one stop at Target?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably one aisle.
Is this his first Valentine's?
Yeah, well...
With a girl?
No, he had a girlfriend for, like, a year and a half.
No.
That's perplexing.
Really?
Have you ever seen her? Her picture?
No.
Was she
There's
skinny?
A reason.
Do you know?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think? Did he say if she was skinny or fat or what?
I never talked to him about
I'm going
it.
To lay money on just total mess. Just total mess. That's where I'm throwing my coin.
Okay, so I got the kind of chocolate that I like, at least.
From him?
Yeah, and
Leo's
I got...
chocolate.
I got the remote control for the used TV he got me for Christmas.
Wow, straight balls.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I must say that I can't really complain about the gifts. I don't know, I think that kind of makes me sound snobbish.
They're just not thoughtful.
What did you give him?
I got him like a bunch of Simpsons stuff since he loves the Simpsons.
Yeah, see, you put thought into your gifts, and you're saying he just bought like random crap.
Well, it's just like, you know, we're poor college students, so I didn't want to, like, put pressure on him to get me something really extravagant or anything.
Well,
you know?
Aside from, like, film, what interests do you have that he would know about?
Food.
Yeah, I mean, film would have been good. You know, I don't really need a lot. It's just, like, I want a chocolate, you know, DVD, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just...
But he didn't get you a DVD,
did he?
I would have got the chocolate on DVD.
Oh.
Combined the two.
God, you melt my heart.
What kind of chocolate did he get you? Was it like Godiva truffles or was it the Whitman sample?
It was the half-eaten kind.
It was a big box of Russell Stovers.
So, like the
$4.99 chocolate that says
bin.
It's CVS time.
Yeah.
February 14th at 4:30
okay,
a.m.
You know, we haven't even gotten to the real bad part of the story yet.
Okay, let's get there.
He couldn't get it up.
No. We went out to eat, and dinner was fine.
Where?
It was good. Coastal Flats.
That's not a place you kind of... Well, I guess you can go out to eat there.
Not
like,
too fancy.
Yeah, okay. I'll give it a pass.
Okay, so, you know, that goes well. He pays.
At least it wasn't Red Lobster.
Don't you knock the Red Lobster,
what?
Man?
Red Lobster.
I like
the
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster is hood panty peeler.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like you'd actually take a chick though.
I've taken multiple chicks.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of
girls.
Were
they black?
Yes.
Okay.
This was when I first took over Hercules. There was a couple really hot black chicks working the industrial banks, and they saw what I was charging them, and they're like, "You better be taking me the Red Lobster."
What
after
are you going
to
be spending some of that money exactly. on me, white boy?
And I was like, "You know what? Right after this, and I have definitely dined on the cheese biscuits with a couple hot sisters." Do go on.
Okay. So.
I hate you guys.
Why is this?
Because I love Red Lobster.
I used to love it as a kid, too.
I'm not
kidding.
My
mom loves Red Lobster.
Dude, I love Red Lobster. Like, when I was a little kid, that was the she restaurant for me. To this day,
we
it still
went
is.
There, yeah. No, I'm just saying I would not take a chick there on Valentine's Day.
No. They don't make, like, heart-shaped cheese biscuits on Valentine's or something. But, no, Red Lobster I love, man. Trust me.
I just can't eat, like, fried food now. Like, well, I remember the last time I tried to eat, like, fried shrimp there. I was just like,
your healthy tummy, you want me to get a little sicky?
Actually, yeah, I was just like, this is over.
Oh, no, caller.
That's probably my mom.
Caller in a little bit. Diana's finishing her story. I don't know how to manage two lines.
What's the hand grenade?
Well, anyways, I'll try to be quick. So
that's what he said.
Yeah. So we, like, you know, he's like, well, what do you want to do now? And I guess, you know.
Make
like,
some sex.
Flap, flap, flap.
No. You know, I guess, you
Let
know,
me put my belly
together.
On your back.
Well, do you think that what do you want to do now was code for...
Hold on, I'll sneak in a little fact. Diana was randomly on the rag, like, 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
I have to put these things out there sensitively.
Thank you.
Making room for a baby.
Okay. So you're Bloody Mary.
Yes.
And so he's instantly like, man,
for
what...
Valentine's Day.
Exactly. And so you wore the white panties.
Oh, so your panties match.
Exactly.
Right.
To go with the flow, so to speak. Right. Ooh,
yes. We're so witty.
All right.
God damn, callers, you're ruining it. Diana's on. Call in a minute.
Okay, so we decided to like cuddle and watch a movie, right? And
yes.
Then we get there, and his roommate George is like watching wrestling, and I think we're just
watching
being,
what?
Like,
wrestling. Get it right. RASSLIN apostrophe.
So they only have one TV, I take it?
No. He has a TV in his room.
Okay, so did you go to his room?
No. We sat in the living room watching wrestling.
Wrestling.
And then, like, 30 minutes later, his other roommates came in, and we all sat in the living room and watched TV, and we watched Rescue Me, two episodes of Rescue Me, till, like, 1:15 a.m. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just
But you're bleeding out, too.
Is he embarrassed to take you in his room?
No, I've been to his room before.
When his roommates were there?
Yes.
So then why didn't he do it then?
He didn't want no blood on the sheets.
Exactly.
But did he know that?
What, that I'm on my period?
Yeah.
Yes.
He could have put down some trash bags.
Or he could have received some mouth love.
Yeah.
She was trying to cash in that coupon, actually.
Well, first she has to find it to...
throw down the flower? No, wait, that doesn't work with that part.
But you didn't even kiss, is what you're saying.
Like, no, not really. I mean,
oh, God.
Well,
because
rookie mistake.
He had chocolate in his mouth.
Did he just sit there with the
just
chocolate?
Just a taste of things to come.
Was he just grabbing sugar cookies
by
the handful?
The way, he played on his Nintendo DS while I, like, sat there and watched.
Manly!
Sounds like quite the catch.
Yeah. Quite a Lothario.
Sounds like you screwed up in life.
Who, me?
Yes.
You know what you got to do now.
You need to pull that trigger, son. Kablam.
You got to jettison that dead weight.
Whole bunch to jettison.
300 lbs of it.
You're going to run fast and free after that, son.
Well, last night I was telling John about, like, he asked me if I was mad at him, and I, you know, yes, I'm mad at you. And why? What did I do? And I was like,
it's what
well,
you didn't
know, like,
do.
Exactly.
You know, cuddling and watching TV isn't code for sit with everybody and watch TV for 2.5 hours, you know?
And what did he say to that?
He was just like, I'm sorry. And he made up some lame excuse.
Well, my friend Amy's I am, and she's saying you're going to have to tear into this guy like a wild dog and tell him it doesn't fly. But I got to agree with Allison, because Allison was there, and like I was reading the conversation to Allison while, you know, Diana's talking to me. Allison's just like, dump him. You're not in this too far. Dump him.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah,
and
I don't like
Amy's advising
people to do that, but
really,
I mean, I don't know. It's not. I don't think it's worthy.
Well,
like Seinfeld says, it's like a
Band-Aid. You're gonna
one move right off.
You're signing up to play trainer because the guy's young. Simple as that. This is why chicks normally go for older dudes because we're.
And by that, he literally means personal trainer.
Exactly. Donut on a fishing hook and treadmill. But yeah, man, that's all you're signed up for. You got a younger guy. You're gonna have to be like good Nikki, and you know, treat him like a dog.
Give him a treat while
yeah, little sugar cookies and dog biscuit form. So yeah, so I'm sorry your Valentine's Day was a bust. You deserve good stuff, and he dropped the ball.
Do you remember his lame excuse?
His lame excuse was I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Essentially, it's just a lot of It's like
something
one of those,
about it was something about he didn't want to make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
what
I guess
hell?
By being semi-intimate, and then Diana would be like, "But I'm bleeding from my vaginor.
Like,
I can do
that
nothing."
That hasn't happened before since we've been dating.
Exactly.
For 4 months.
Like you haven't just whipped
You've
off
You've only
your
been together for 4 months.
Yeah.
I know she's talking like they've been in it for years, man.
Yeah, it's time to retreat.
No, just like the way the language and the place where this is.
Yeah, I was going to say, in 4 months, you're supposed to be, like, in honeymoon.
Yeah, you're supposed to be banging like rabbits, man. Like, if you're...
Yeah, no kidding.
If you're here at 4 months, like, 8 months from now, you're going to be changing his diapers and crap.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can't even make it to 6 months and be happy, then you're
yeah.
worse than me. And
you'll
that's
be, you'll
a
be giving
place
him fleet enemas. But, yeah, so bail out from the call, from the show. From the relationship.
Just hang up on everything.
Just close
we
out.
We have a class together, you know this.
Well, like till the end of the semester.
Dump them after the semester's over.
Yeah.
And then change majors.
Yeah.
All right.
You
well,
get your other colors.
Let that also be a lesson. Don't S where you eat.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I definitely keep my willy out of everything at work except for Leo.
Yes.
No, I've been all fortunate. Right. I don't think I've ever, like... had to like deal with the chick.
Diana, take care. We got this
okay.
and other callers.
Okay, bye.
Later.
See you. Bye. Hello.
Hello. I just want you to know that I have heard you from the first syllable.
Everything you said.
Uh-oh, Maria. Hello.
Yes, and I was profoundly hurt again, and I decided to snob you.
About what?
All right, that's it.
Don't spike
and
the show.
I love Red Lobster, and okay, I yeah. can't imagine being a snob
what
about
What did we
red
say
lobster.
That was hurtful?
The stuff about Red Lobster.
I won't repeat anything on the air.
What?
Nothing. Anyway.
Them's those jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, people don't know, and my father always had a cardinal rule that you never say anything negative about your family in public.
It's
and
joking.
Your whole spiel is built on that.
That's
yeah. that's comedy.
Yeah, I know. Like,
anyway,
look at how it started.
I'm gonna tell you a great joke.
Anyway, I'm hungering to eat at Red Lobster.
Okay.
Bye.
Wait.
What?
When are you taking me?
Well, we haven't figured out where you're going for your birthday.
Red Lobster.
No, it has to be where
Titty
you want to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
strip club buffet.
No, I thought no, we were going to mash no. together both our birthdays for one titty bar thing.
That's fine. None of my friends will go.
Well, we don't need to discuss this right now, okay?
Well, you can give us the cake
well, see,
right before.
See, I can tell she's mad.
She is mad, but it's
yeah,
because
but, like,
we said something about cleaning and cooking.
Bye.
No. See, this is what I'm talking about. Why do I need to worry about her feelings? I'm not effing her or trying to eff her.
I know, and we get screwed because the old man ain't around to keep her in line.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, this is terrible.
No, man, having no dad blows on so many levels. We
I'm
get
not
no...
exaggerating when I say this is the worst part of him dying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, seriously, man. It's like, I miss him, but I miss far more what he did in keeping her in line.
Ugh.
I know.
It's terrible.
Just Maria now.
It's terrible.
it's like all oats, no hall. You know what I mean? It's not good.
Is oats the one with the mustache?
Oats is the Baba Booey yeah. looking mother effer. You know? The guy who probably did all the work behind the scenes.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
Ugh,
just like the
actually...
black guy on this show.
Oh my God. That would be great if you're like secretly the head writer.
Yeah.
Guys, that mother joke went over great. We hang up our mics and report to Leo afterwards. Oh, God, that is good. All right, we are, I don't know.
Those are prank calls?
Prank call? No, man, we only got like 4 minutes. Because we leave at least 5 minutes for night train.
Try to bang one out.
I don't know, you're itching for it. But let's just do them next week.
All right.
Because I like to be the nice guy for night train.
How about you guys, like, you know, do a Match.com profile and, like, just go on bad dates?
Hmm.
And then talk
like
about
real life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, I have to work?
It's MySpace instead. You know what? Screw it. I'll do it for the show.
What?
I don't know. Let's make up some kind of fake, or try to get some more ass or something.
Oh.
Shake us out of our rut.
I live my dreams out of you guys, okay?
Pretty much, yeah. We've been letting you down lately.
No, but, like, why does... I don't get how the Match.com thing for the show... Oh, just so, like, we have stuff to talk about?
Yeah.
So we just go on all these train wreck dates, just be like, yeah. I love crushing fat buns.
Oh, God, I was listening to, like, Don and Mike today. Like, Mike was talking about how he had a personal trainer who, like, went out to, like,
oh, and purposely banged,
like, 300-pound chicks.
Yeah, I heard that story.
Oh, Lord.
It was a good one.
And, like, the other day, I was watching... Was it True Life on MTV? And it was, some buff gay dude having sex with some, like, he looked like that Ralphie comedian.
Oh, wait, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw a little clip of it.
It was
very disgusting.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because, like, they picked him up from, like, an airport or something, like, the fat guy.
Yeah, because I guess, like, he met the guy online.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, a stopover for him to have sex with, like, this 500-pound dude.
Yeah, he was into BBMs.
Big, beautiful man.
Big bowel movement. Oh, lordy.
But it was funny because, like, the other dude was, like, cut as hell. Like, you know, just, like, I don't want to say, like, Schwarzenegger size, but, like, pretty ripped. And
yeah,
he was
yeah.
just, like... Getting
this is just spoiling my appetite, and I gotta
no,
eat
it's nasty.
I'm
sure I'm like kissing and stuff too.
Man, I don't want to think about fat sex of any kind, gay or straight.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's like people who go out there and chase like excessively fat people. Why are there anyone out there? Yeah, like
I don't get anyone who's not trying to better every aspect of their DNA and like get the best ass deal they can get.
See, I'm not into that. I never look at a chick like. Ooh, I'd like to procreate with her.
No, man, I live
she
in
looks
permanent.
Like she has good genes.
I live in permanent fear of accidents. That's why anyone I'm doing got to be, you know, like height and all of it. Oh God! Otherwise, because if it's like some kind of mess, you've never seen me sweat bullets like that. Where it's just like a week of like cuddled, you know, in a ball, and then you kind of have to nonchalantly slip in, like, so everyone who's got their period, raise their hand, you know. Oh, I live in fear of that. Oh, taking care of an ugly kid. Like, a cute kid, who cares? You're going to be happy to have a cute kid. What if you have some fat one-legged kid, man? And you're making child support payments to that.
All kids are equally terrible.
No, man. A cute kid's that's better.
Yeah, he can get things from, you know, get things from people. And
cute kid, yeah. Get your ass
true.
Yeah.
From him. No. March around the cute kid. Everyone's like, look at that. Aw.
Pay top dollar to touch his butthole. On the
exactly. You can pimp out your cute little kid. Make you mad duckets, son. Oh, we got another call. I wonder who this is. Crap.
Let's take a guess.
I think it's some X Factor. It's someone who texted me, and I didn't recognize the number.
Who he?
Caller.
Hello?
It's
Carmen.
Is this Carmen via hell?
No, this is Carly.
Carly. Oh, man. What up, Carly?
Nothing.
How you been? This is Carly, girlfriend of the artist Jerry Perez.
Little Yeri!
Wait. Okay, because I'm listening to your show and... What the hell? Is this a recorded thing already?
Yes. Wow. It's a recording that responds to you every time you talk.
That's fun for an answer.
You mean because it's like on a delay or something?
No, like, we have the radio on your show or whatever because we got your text message and,
What do you mean? I didn't troll for listeners earlier.
Yeah, you did. Oh, shit. And,
if you're listening on the internet, it's going to come out
like
a
minute delay, 30-second delay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just a delay.
Oh, okay.
So, that's
mystery solved.
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought, I don't know.
All right.
I thought I was talking to somebody else.
You got me now.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for calling and listening. And
Have you enjoyed it so far?
Has it been gold?
Has it been an enriching experience?
The typical Papa Giorgio product quality?
I thought it was nice to touch your mom calling in.
And you guys disowning
are so mean. You guys are so mean to her.
Well, thank you, Carly.
Everyone says that. They don't know. They don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors.
We feel like Palestinians fighting Israelis here.
Yeah, really. Can't win with a rock. Can't beat a tank with a rock.
Well, at least you're not doing Holocaust jokes.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Give us 2 minutes.
Next week.
All right, Carly. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. You have a good one.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And on that note, I think I'll terminate the show so we can get to our fancy little outro that I made. I love this one. Will, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Leo, thank you, sir.
I wrote that.
Thank you for your expert writing. All right. Later, everybody.
All right.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought, me and Sue, but that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who